Hello, I'm Clarence Rhodes, welcoming you to another edition of The Arts Corner. On today's program, we are joined by a very special guest from across the pond, radio actor and voiceover coach, Sir Nigel de Bernard. Sir de Bernard, welcome to The Arts Corner.
Thank you. It's de Bernard.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you said de Bernard.
What's the difference?
The accent is on the first syllable, not the second.
I see, so it's de Bernard.
No, de Bernard, not de Bernard.
Oh, let me try again. De Bernard.
No, that's what you said the first time.
No, I said de Bernard.
No, you said that the second. Look, it really doesn't matter. It's not de Bernard, and it's not de Bernard. It's de Bernard.
De Bernard.
That's it. You've got it.
De Bernard.
Spot on.
Great. Let's get on with it, then. Sir de Bernard.
No,
I believe...
de Bernard. De Bernard, not de Bernard.
That's what I said. De Bernard, not de Bernard.
No, you're still... Look, why don't you just call me Nigel?
Wonderful. Nigel it is. Sir Nigel, you're in town for a reading and book signing this evening at Yellow Pear Books. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your new book?
I'd love to. It's called 1,000 Voices in the Dark, and it chronicles my 20-year career acting in radio dramas for the BBC.
Sounds interesting. Have you really done 1,000 voices?
Well, I do over 50 plays a year, so over the past 20 years, I figure I've created at least 1,000 voices.
You never repeat voices? Use the same voice, for instance, in two different plays?
Never. I create a completely original voice for each part.
Really? That's extraordinary. I would have thought that after so many years, you'd run out of new voices.
Not yet.
Can you do some of your characters now to give our listeners an idea of the different voices you've created over the years?
I'd love to. The very first voice I ever created was for the part of Arthur Putty in a production of The Befuddled Accountant.
I see. And what did that sound like?
Oh, let me see. Oh, yes. These numbers just won't add up. I wish the Corbetts would keep better records.
Very nice. How about another voice?
Okay. This one is from a children's story titled Timmy the Tadpole. I played the Frog King. hear ye, one and all. The first tadpole to bring me the whiskers of the feline beast will win my daughter's hand in marriage. That was a fun role.
Excuse me, Sir Nigel, but that sounded exactly like Arthur the Accountant.
No, it didn't. It was a world apart.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you try another voice?
Grand. This next voice is something I whipped up in 1989 for my cameo as Harry the Hermit in the operetta The Fat Lady Sings.
Peace and quiet is all I ask. Avoiding the riot's a difficult task.
Lovely, don't you think?
Actually, to be honest, Sir Nigel, it sounded just like the other two voices.
Oh, damn. Are you sure your hearing is okay?
Of course. My hearing is 20/20.
Right. Well, I'm sure you'll find this next voice quite different from the others. This is the part of Carl in the 6-part BBC melodrama As the Stomach Churns.
Rebecca, Rebecca, oh, Rebecca, I just can't make love to you. It would be wrong. I'm not just your boyfriend. I'm also your father.
No, try again.
Well, this is Brian in the comedy Don't Stare at the Horseradish in My Mouth.
Could you leave the room now so I can finish my salad?
I'm sorry, Sir Nigel, but every voice you have done here tonight has sounded the same.
That's impossible. I just did 5 distinctly different voices.
Yes, maybe we should talk about your voiceover school instead. How long have you been teaching?
I opened my Institute of Voiceover Sciences in 1983.
I see. And how many students have you trained since then?
Well... none, I'm afraid.
None?
Well, we almost had one last Tuesday, but at the very last moment he decided to study taxidermy instead. However, we are extremely confident that we will enroll our first student by the turn of the century.
And what advice would you give to aspiring radio actors?
Enroll in my school. Please?
Goodness, we're out of time already. I want to thank Sir Nigel de Bernard dropping in. Until next time, I'm Clarence Rhodes in The Arts Corner.
One Thousand Voices, written and directed by Randy Parker, starred Jeffrey Gallegos and John D. Bernard.
That's D. Bernard, Randy.
Whatever.